of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The text for our Reformation devotion this morning is our second lesson appointed for this Sunday. We read in Paul's letter to the Galatians, the 5th chapter, the first 6 verses. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Mark my words. I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourselves be circumcised, Christ will be of no value to you at all. Again, I declare to every man who lets himself be circumcised that he is obligated to obey the whole law. You who are trying to be justified by law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen from grace. But by faith, we eagerly await through the Spirit the righteousness for which we hope. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith, expressing itself through love. This is God's Word. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, your fellow redeemed, have you ever seen a yoke of oxen pulling a heavy burden? That's not the kind of thing we ordinarily see, except in places like Conner Prairie and other historical museums. At any rate, when you saw them, did they look happy? Do you think that this yoke of oxen pulling this heavy wagon load was enjoying themselves? Contrast that picture to something that you see in the pastures down in Lexington, Kentucky. There you see beautiful, thoroughbred horses running and prancing freely through these fields around their barns with big horse smiles on their faces because they are free. If you were an ox and somebody removed that yoke and that heavy burden from off of you, would you want to put that thing back on again? Or wouldn't you rather run around freely like those horses? Since God has set you free in Christ Jesus, do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. This was Paul's exhortation to his Christians in Galatia. This is the Apostle Paul's Reformation message to us. It is a message about my freedom in Christ. My freedom in Christ means, first of all, that a yoke of burden has been lifted off of me. And secondly, it means that my faith in Christ is the only thing that counts. Freedom may not be the first word that pops into our heads as we think about our relationship with God in Christ Jesus. Peace, joy, hope, yes, but freedom? Paul writes, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Our sinful nature strives to make the law a means of grace. That's an unusual way to speak, isn't it? Isn't that contradictory? Law as a means of grace? There's no grace in that. The keeping of the law simply becomes a heavy burden that I put upon myself, that my sinful nature puts on me, that I have to be good, I have to keep the commandments, I have to, under the law, do what God tells me to do in order to be acceptable to Him. Under the law, I am burdened by my guilty conscience, by my fear of death. Maybe some of us have come from Christian churches that piled on and laid on that heavy burden of God's law by demanding that we keep human traditions and human laws and follow the words of men and councils when it comes to worship and diet and celebrating certain religious days and religious festivals. Sadly, this was the condition that the enemies of the gospel were trying once again to place upon the Christians in Galatia. God had given them freedom in the gospel as the Holy Spirit had gotten them out from under the burden of all the heavy weight of those other things. And they were free in Christ by the Spirit. That's why the Reformation colors are red and why we have the images of the dove of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit who gives us freedom in Christ. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. The apostle was beside himself with worry about his Galatians placing themselves back under that burden of the law and its consequences. It caused him to cry out in this letter, "You foolish Galatians! Who has bewitched you?" It was like somebody put a spell on them that they would give up their freedom in Christ to go back under the requirements of the law and that guilty conscience and that fear of death and having to keep certain festivals and days and sacrifices and things like circumcision in order to be saved. They had been striving in freedom, running in freedom that was theirs in Christ towards their goal of heaven. To attain that hope, to attain that righteousness of Christ that is their hope to which they would attain eternally in heaven. But now, under the lies of false prophets, they were falling back under the law, away from their freedom in Christ through the gospel to that heavy burden. The church, the Christian church of the 16th century, was doing exactly the same thing that the so-called Judaizers were doing to the Galatians. The gospel had been buried under centuries of work righteousness, of obedience to the law, of having to keep the rules and regulations of church tradition and church councils. The church was laying that heavy burden of guilt and of fear and of the heavy weight of their sins and the heavy weight of their eternity, telling them that there was just no way they could go to heaven or their relatives immediately, but rather had to pay off some of their sins that you could help them with by buying indulgences so that they could get to heaven more quickly. The church of the 16th century had once again burdened God's people with the heavy weight of the law. And sadly, that church continues to do that even today, as it has not changed its teachings one bit in over 450 years. For freedom from that, Christ has set us free. What is our freedom in Christ? Luther talks about in his explanation to the second article. God has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from sin, death, and the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. God has set me free in Jesus Christ. I am free from having to keep the law to be saved. I am free from the curse of death and damnation for not keeping the law perfectly. I am free from the fear of death because it's no longer punishment for my sins. Because Christ fulfilled the law for me and then offered up his righteousness under God's wrath and punishment that I deserved. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. My freedom is the forgiveness of my sins. My freedom is my new life of faith in Christ. My freedom is my eternal salvation in heaven at the right hand of God. It is my freedom from all human requirements, from all human laws, from all human traditions, from all ideas that I'm not saved by Christ, or that I won't go to heaven immediately when I die. We are free in that hope of that righteousness. Jesus said we are to enjoy that freedom and enjoy it in the gospel. He said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Paul didn't want his Galatians or us to think that we somehow have to go back to obedience to the law to be saved. The Judaizers were telling people, yeah, you know, faith in Christ is good, but you have to connect that with works. You have to believe in Jesus, but you also have to be circumcised. You still have to keep the law as well as have faith in order to be saved. And today's Judaizers do exactly the same thing. When they tell people what Jesus did is wonderful, but you still have to do something. You still have to try hard to live a holy life. You have to do good works. You have to try hard. Or Christ has done everything, but you have to decide to believe in him. And by doing that good work of believing, then God will save you. Those things don't set us free. Those things try to just put us again under that yoke and that burden of slavery rather than have our freedom in Christ. I hope you caught Paul's wonderful point that he makes here about that. He says, if you have to be circumcised in order to be saved, if you have to keep just one aspect of the law, then what really have you done? You've obligated yourself to keep the whole law perfectly. You can't just say, I'm going to keep this part, and that's going to do it. You have to keep all the commandments perfectly. And where does that lead us? It leads us to fear. It leads us to recognition that we can't do that. It leads us to recognize that I cannot contribute and don't need to contribute to my own salvation because Jesus Christ has done it all. If I'm trying to be saved by the law, then I'm burdening myself with the law. And then I become alienated from Christ. We see that it is my freedom in Christ that means the only thing that matters is my faith. If you're trying to be justified by the law, by your life, then you have been alienated from Christ. Jesus Christ either did everything so that all people are declared not guilty of their sins, or he's done nothing. He has done everything. There is nothing more that we need to do or that we can do for our salvation. Jesus did everything for the world. He fulfilled the law and sacrificed His holiness on the cross. These benefits become ours through faith, as God gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit and opens our hearts to come and see and know Jesus as our Savior. Paul says, in Christ, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith, expressing itself through love. My faith in Christ expresses itself through love. That doesn't mean that love completes my faith, as part of the church says today, that you are saved by faith and love together. We are not saved by faith and love. We are saved only by faith. And faith saves us only because faith is the hand that the Holy Spirit opens so that we can receive that righteousness and that sacrifice of Jesus Christ. My faith manifests itself in love. My faith, we might say, acts out in love. What does a parent often say when a child is, throwing a little temper tantrum or whatever it may be, or somebody's doing something? We even use that expression. That person is acting out whatever is on their mind or whatever is in their heart. Their actions are simply acting out what we can't see. That's the relationship between faith and love. When I love my spouse, when I love my child, when I forgive my neighbor, even my enemy, I don't do that because of the law. I'm acting out in love from my faith. When I obey God's will, when I worship, when I give my money, when I come to hear His word, when I do all the things that God commands me to do, I'm not doing it like an ox under this heavy yoke of this burden of slavery. I'm doing it in my freedom. I'm doing it as a manifestation of my faith in Christ. We recognize faith in the heart by the actions of love toward God and toward even our enemies. My freedom in Christ means I am not obligated to any human tradition, law, ceremony, or decree. It means that I am no longer obligated to the Ten Commandments. They're very important in my life. I use them as a guide. They show me my sin. They curb my sinful nature. But I don't have to keep them to go to heaven, and they don't damn me anymore because I don't keep them. The only thing that matters is faith. Faith that holds on to the work of Jesus Christ. Reformation, and pastors say this every year because it's true, Reformation isn't about Martin Luther. Reformation isn't even about Lutherans. Reformation's about Jesus Christ. It's about the truth of God's Word. It's about the answer to the question, do I want to be a plodding Christian, weary and burdened under the yoke of the laws of men and of God, as if I had to keep both of them in order to go to heaven? Absolutely not. Paul wrote, mark my words. If you allow yourselves to be circumcised, that is, if you place yourself under the law in any way, Christ will be of no value at all. What a horrific thought. To give up Christ? To become alienated from the work my Savior did for me on the cross? The Lutheran Reformation is about freedom. It is about freedom in Christ. It is about that breath of fresh air that the Reformers brought again into the church. that free breath of fresh air that we have in Jesus Christ through the gospel. And as heirs of the Reformation, you and I regularly breathe that fresh air of the gospel. As we run in freedom, as we run manifesting our love, as we eagerly await through the Spirit the righteousness for which we hope. Amen.